Yeah, that's a good idea. That makes it modular. So it's basically take whatever you have and then hook up whatever radio you want to it. So that'll work. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, the idea is that so the Itera would be running in analog mode and not DMR. You wouldn't be using the built-in DMR, right? You'd be using an external device for the to encode and decode the DMR.
That's true, but the only thing that it would listen to would be digital signals. You would have to turn on that FM mode that Dave was talking about, and Dave had made a comment just now about it's kind of problematic, so I don't have any intention of turning on FM mode. But yeah, the repeater itself is analog, but it reports right to the digital box, and then the digital box does what you tell it to do. Good, Dave. I think I got that right.
Yeah, think of it like packet radio, how you're hooking up, or APRS or anything like that. You're hooking up a device that makes the DMR sounds, and or the digital sounds. So it's like it'd be more akin to packet radio.
Okay, so you actually have to get into the. I mean, you can't just go into a standard audio input. Then you got to get into a higher level, right into the at least on the receive, probably from right from the discriminator, and from the transmit. You have to get in to a higher level than just the microphone input.
Yeah, and just about any radio with any kind of brand name will do that. The accessory connector on the back, you can go ahead and turn on and off all the filtering. So, yeah, I forget. Some call it 9600. I don't know what that means. Some call it unfiltered. Some call it passive discriminator. I'm not that techy with the terms. I'm like, Dave, I know what it's doing, but I don't know the exact words. Yeah, the raw audio. I've seen it called that, too. Dave, go ahead and finish it up. I'm stepping out. I'm at the office. So, WABD, listen out.